Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Cabinet has agreed that around 33% of people who already pay property tax will see that bill increased by approximately €100 every year. And it's estimated that around 3% will see a bigger increase. Around 60% of property owners will see no increase, and around 10% will see a reduction. Also, owners of new homes built since 2013 will now also have to pay local property tax. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Aidan Regan, Associate Professor in UCD's School of Politics and International Relations, and also People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West, Paul Murphy. Thank you both for joining us. And I'll start with you, Aidan. You're pretty sure here that property tax should go up. In fact, you think it's long overdue.
Oh, yeah. No, I think when you understand the distribution of wealth in Ireland, then you realise that housing and housing capital is the asset really that determines the overall wealth distribution in this country, then taxing, if you're in favour of taxing wealth, then taxing property has to be part of that equation. I mean, the present kind of system is not ideal because it basically taxes gross property, so it's not accounting for people's mortgage debt and so on, and ideally it will be on your net wealth, but it's certainly part of the same process. So yes, I'm 100% supportive of taxing property and assets and wealth, and therefore I think it's long overdue that we've increased the property tax or expanded out the bands to account for the fact that house prices have gone up so much and net wealth for middle and higher income earners and wealth owners have gone up.
Paul, what do you say to that? Paul Murphy.
Well, I'm all for taxing wealth, including property, of course. But what I'm not for is taxing the family home of, you know, an average working family. Maybe their home is worth €400,000. They're faced with a property tax of €405. They're probably mortgaged to the hilt, struggling to pay, etc. They might be losing out on the PUP cut coming down the line. Or on the other end of the scale, potentially people in an older age bracket who have a home, which maybe is worth, I don't know, €500,000 or whatever, but they don't have an income that matches that. Mm-hmm. So if we're serious about taxing wealth, well, then we should do it. I mean, wealth is concentrated in the hands of the very richest people in this country. The top 10% have more than 50% of the wealth. Top 1% have over 15% of the wealth of this country.
Okay.
So instead, we should introduce a wealth tax on the very richest, which would raise substantially more than the property tax without the unjust effects that come in with it.
All right. In the last couple of minutes, the Department of Finance has released further information on this, saying that the property tax valuations will be reviewed now every 4 years. New properties will be brought into that system every November. And local authorities, and Paul Murphy, this is really important, local authorities will retain 100% of local property tax collected in their area. I know the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said that last night on Primetime 2. That's crucial, though, isn't it? Because this money is going right back into the communities that it came from.
Well, that's what they said when they introduced property tax originally, which we campaigned against. They said this is necessary. They had leaflets out with pictures of libraries and swings and playgrounds and everything else. But what actually happened was the government simply reduced the central funding that was going to local authorities. So the local services didn't end up any better off. And I believe the same will happen here again. We need more money to pay for proper local services. We need more money to pay for national services like healthcare. Mm-hmm. We need money to pay for a Green New Deal in this country. The question is, where are we going to get that money? And we think rather than taxing ordinary people, like, you know, genuinely ordinary people, we should be taxing high earners, those on over 100,000. We should be taxing corporate profits. And we should be taxing those with very large amounts of wealth. I mean, even the IMF is calling for a wealth tax at this point.
Just on that point, Aidan, it's a bit sneaky, isn't it, to say that all of this money is going to go to your local authority and then to reduce the amount of central government funding that that local authority gets?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I think this ideally will be part of a broader conversation about how to increase the fiscal capacity of local government to deliver local public services. I mean, Ireland is one of the most centralised states in the OECD. Local government is hugely dependent on central exchequer, and therefore, you know, there's very little revenue-raising capacity at local government level, which is even more of a reason, in my view, to support, you know, introducing and increasing the property tax, again, ideally a net wealth tax, particularly when you recognise that net household wealth has increased from $310 billion to it's presently about $680 billion. So there's lots of assets in Dublin, for example, that could be taxed to generate revenue for local government to deliver for people who don't own housing, which is basically 25% of the population.
Yeah, but you concede, don't you, that people being taxed on an asset that they don't own, they might only own 30% of it. It is unfair.
I don't think it is. I mean, I'm in favour of taxing assets and wealth, and therefore housing has to be part of that. I accept, though, it's not ideal and it's not fair if you don't account for mortgage debt. But, you know, that could be ideally introduced. But still, it's a form of wealth. It's an asset. There's a lot of expensive property in Dublin and a starved local authorities. And, you know, something revenue has to come from somewhere.
What about Paul Murphy's point that if you introduce a wealth tax, that you would get more money in for the Exchequer?
I mean, it's interesting. There's lots of different studies done on how to introduce a wealth tax, and I would be very much in favour of it. But I don't think you could seriously introduce a wealth tax and exclude housing, right? 95% of gross wealth for most people in Ireland is bound up in the house and the asset that they own. And there's huge differences between generations, etc. I mean, 25% of the population don't own anything at all. They are the propertyless. And I imagine they're the people that Paul thinks that he would represent. They're the ones who will not have to pay a tax on this. It's those who own property. So, yeah, I mean, I'm all in favour of a wealth tax, but I don't think you could seriously exclude housing, capital and property from it.
What about the political strategy here? The left making the point that we shouldn't have a property tax, Aidan?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely unusual. I think if I go speak to my international colleagues later on today and say I was debating with socialists who are opposed to property taxes or opposed to introducing a tax on property and housing, they would find that a bit odd because it's not normal in any other European country. Typically, the left support taxing wealth assets, and as part of that is housing capital. Now, there is something particular about the nature of the local property tax in Ireland, which I completely accept, which does not account for the fact that people have relatively large mortgages. But, you know, that's still, if you're going to have a debate about taxing wealth and high earners and those who own significant assets, you cannot exclude housing. And in order to push forward that progressive agenda, it simply does not help when you have the left opposing these policies.
Paul?
Yes, the problem is we're not debating abstractly a property tax or, as Aidan says, a net wealth tax. You know, I wish we were debating that, but we're actually debating this concrete policy from the government, which does not take into account of the mortgage that people pay. For example, even some of the people that Aidan is talking about who have no property assets end up paying the property tax. In some local councils, for example, in Limerick, they pass on the property tax to local council tenants. So there's a lot of injustice built in. I mean, I agree, when it comes to imposing a wealth tax, let's say a 3% wealth tax on the richest 1% of people in this country, that would include their properties and that would raise 3.6 billion euros. But even in terms of others outside of that 1%, why don't we have a second home tax, a third home tax, a fourth home tax, a fifth home tax? That's something that we have included in our budget proposals to ensure that those who have properties that in effect are assets as opposed to just family homes are absolutely taxed on them.
Mm-hmm. That sounds reasonable, Aidan, does it not?
Yeah, no, it does. I would support it. Again, I agree with Paul. Ideally, we won't be having a conversation here about how to tax wealth and how you would include property within it. But there are two other dimensions to this. The first one is trying to fund local government. If you're in favour of an empowered local government to deliver local services, revenue has to come from somewhere. So the household has to be part of that. You can't oppose all forms of household charges and oppose property taxes if you're serious about giving local authorities the capacity to deliver local public services. The second dimension of it is we have a major housing crisis in this country, an urban crisis, I would call it. House prices are up through the roof. Most people cannot afford to buy a home today. Right? How do you mitigate house price increases? Having a tax on housing actually contributes towards mitigating it, reduces the incentive for people to own very expensive property if they have to pay more tax on it. So there's that component to it too.
Do you agree with that, Paul, that if the tax is higher, people might be less inclined to pay top dollar for houses?
I think that when actually faced with this tax, like that might be the case in theory, if you had a very large property tax, that could begin to apply. But I mean, right now, everywhere across the country, rent is substantially higher than mortgages. And so unless you introduce a very substantial property tax, it won't become worth people's while. Mm-hmm. And so we need to deal with that in terms of, like, you know, not having people spending 40%, 50% of their income on rent, on housing. Instead, people should be paying 25% and not more in terms of their income. The way to do with that is obviously in terms of proper rent controls. We've got this double rent hike coming up in July unless the government does something about it. And in terms of the point about local authorities raising money, I mean, a point that we have consistently raised is that councils should introduce differential rates. So rates that hit big business much harder than small businesses. At the moment, the government effectively doesn't allow that to be done. It says you have to tax all businesses at the same rate. But it's clearly not the same to tax a corner shop on the basis of the amount of space they take up versus the likes of Amazon or Pfizer or whatever. So there are ways around that that we've introduced in councils, but the government should allow councils to introduce differential rates to be able to tax big businesses locally.
And just, Aidan, coming back to the point you made about mitigating against the housing crisis and rising house prices, on the rental front, this listener says it's not just the owners who pay property tax. My landlord used it as an opportunity to put up the rent by more than the tax that she had to pay. So an increase could actually result in higher rents for some people.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I'm not aware of any kind of... It's true. I mean, if you have a tax increase, some people will pass it on. I mean, if there's a certain amount of greed there, which there clearly is with that landlord, that is what that landlord might do, which is why this stuff has to be complemented with a much wider public policy aimed at mitigating the rise in rents and prices for housing. And as part of that, obviously, are the rent regulation zones and things like this. So really, there is no reason why that landlord in particular ought to be able to do it. That's the role of government to stop that from happening. But that I think that is a slightly different thing. But yes, I mean, it's a serious issue and it has to be considered.
Mm-hmm. Another one, a Galway listener, Paul says, socialists opposing property tax, sitting in my comfortable, wholly owned home, I'm laughing happily.
But that's fine, right? If that guy has a guy or woman has a high income, we're in favour of taxing that high income. If he's a very rich individual, we're in favour of a wealth tax on that person. If he, you know, is part of a major corporation, we're in favour of taxing that. So, you know, there are. If you're actually interested in having a progressive tax regime, well, then rather than taxing something that is indirectly related, I mean, there is a relationship, no question, between income and the level of property, the value of property someone has, but it's an indirect relationship. You're much better off to going to the source and saying, okay, let's actually tax the wealth of those who are very wealthy, let's actually tax the income, and let's actually tax the corporate profits.
Dr. Aidan Regan and Paul Murphy, TD, thank you both indeed for joining us. Coming up after this break, we've news on a COVID controversy at the house of musician Nathan Carter.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.